Hey guys, welcome to another episode on Alien Radio. My name is Sam, and I have with me...
Hey guys, it's your girl Oyenda. How are you all doing?
Very well, thank you. I'm asking for the audience.
I was asking them, I wasn't asking you.
I know, right? But I can answer for them. Hope you had a lovely week. It's good to be back. So how was your week going?
I had a lovely week, actually. I went to watch... What's the name of this movie?
Black Panther.
Oh my god. And guys, remember I said I'm never going back to regular? I watched it at the VIP cinema and it was super nice. It was super interesting. But something happened in the middle of the movie. Don't worry, I'm not giving you like a spoiler alert or anything.
Okay.
There was a fire outbreak at the cinema I was watching it.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, you know, like...
Hope no one got hurt.
No. So the thing is, like, I'm not gonna do any spoiler alerts or anything. I'm not gonna go in details. But there was a part in the movie where they were fighting, and then the fire alarms went off, and everyone thought it was like an effect or something from the movie. So for like the first 10 minutes, nobody stood up.
Ten minutes.
Yeah, like we were just pretty.
That's chill. A long time.
I know, right? We were just because we thought it was like part of the. Movie and everything, like security had to come in and say, "Look, guys, can't you hear that there's a fire alarm? You guys need to move." And guess what? Like at the end of the day, when we left, like we waited outside for like almost, and it was freezing cold. We waited outside for like 5 minutes, and then
I
think someone came and said, some little teenagers were messing with weed or something. And
triggered the alarm.
Yeah, it triggered the alarm. I'm like, what?
Wow. Just spoils the experience for you.
No, it didn't spoil the experience because we literally... Because I went with my girlfriend, like a very good friend of mine. And so she was like, hell no, we're not going home. We're going to finish this movie. We paid for it. So let's just finish it today. Anyway, we went back.
So did they start the movie again?
No, so they had to fast forward to where we stopped. Like, so they fast forwarded it to where we stopped.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, it's the general feeling, may have been messed up. Again, I mean, that's your call. Like, if you felt like you didn't spoil the experience. But for me, like, you know, just cutting off in the middle, then starting off again.
I know there were actually people that didn't come back in to watch it. But dude, I'm sure they were kind enough to say, like, those that didn't want to come back in could have, like, reached out. They could like reach out to guest services to get a refund or something like that.
Or watch it out some other time.
Yeah.
Some
other
time. Oh,
but there was no way I was gonna go and watch it some other time. Like I mean, I won't be able to sleep. I was just so into it.
Wow, crazy. Wow, that's a bit odd, you know. It's a first time, you know.
I know, I think, like and like you always say, like I watch too many movies, right? So when the thing went off, and we were all going downstairs, and I saw a lot of people in my mind, I'm like, hey, one person will now bring out gun and slash it. So like I was so terrified, like I was legit scared.
I know, crazy. I mean, for my week was it was a long weekend, so I had enough rest, saw some of my friends, you know, had a couple of drinks, just, you know, catch up and that was it. Yeah, but it was nice, you know, just to relax and it was really nice, you know, remember it was really nice, you know. Yeah, that was it for me. No strange drama like yours.
Okay, I hear you.
Anyway, guys, we hope you also had great weekend. I mean, it was a Remembrance Day here in Canada, so it was a long weekend, you know. Friday was public holiday, so yeah, it was nice just to have some time off and you know, just kick fit up and all that stuff. So we'll segue right in into the trending topics for today. Yeah, from the motherland, we have good news. You know, on Tuesday, they announced nominations for Grammys for next year. And Thames and Burna Boy got 2 nominations each. Thames got for Best Melodic Rap Performance and Best Rap Song. While Burna Boy got Best Global Music Album and Best Global Performance, you know, for Last.
Very well deserved, I must say. Like, very well deserved. I actually think that Last was like a heartbreak song for him. Like, it was a real heartbreak song for him. And it, like, people just, you know, I guess it's
because it was
like a relatable song. People really, really loved it when it came out.
Yeah.
But because... I think, like, shout out to both of them. Very well deserved.
I agree. So his album Love Termini and Last. So yeah, I'm so excited for Burna, because I mean, there's a good chance he may win again, you know. So that's really massive for Africa and for Nigeria in general. So it's good to see. It's one of those things we'd like to see. So what do you have for us, Onyi?
All right. So guys, I don't know if you've been following the protests going on in Iran. For those of you that are not fully aware of what's going on, there was a 22-year-old who was killed. Her name, Mahsa Amini, right? Mm. So she was killed. But according to like reports, she was arrested, I think, in the month of September, right? And so she was in police custody for a while. And the reason why she was arrested was because of the country's dress code for women. Like, you know, if you know Iran, you know they're really strict. So there was a dress code, and I think she didn't follow the dress code, so she was arrested. So she was with authorities for a while, and then she had a stroke while she was in custody. And so when they rushed her to the hospital, she died. So after the death of this young lady, like, there was a massive protest. And yeah, like, so from what I'm hearing, like, based on reports, like I said, over 50, like, thousands of people came out to protest. But now Iran is like planning to sentence 15,000 people to death just for participating
in the protest.
In the protest, like,
wow.
I'm like, who does that? Why would anyone want to do something like that?
It's just been crazy, man. The news coming from Iran, like this protest, and you restricting, like, people to a certain dress code.
Killing 15,000 people—that's a lot.
No, it's crazy, man. You know, I thought I prayed about the people of Iran. You know, it's just unbelievable. You know, the types of news and heinous crimes you hear coming out from it's very unfortunate, and our thoughts and prayers go out to all those from there. You know, it's just so crazy, man.
I totally agree. Prayers up for Iran. Even like Justin Trudeau, for those of you that don't know him, is the Prime Minister of Canada. He even, you know, posted a tweet recently when he, not recently, but during that period, during the heat of the moment, where he was saying that Canada denounces like the Iranian regime's barbaric decision to impose the death penalty on nearly 15,000 protesters. I mean, that's a lot of people. So like I said, prayers up for them, and you know, we'll see how it goes. Sam, what do you have for us?
So I saw this tweet from this lady, and it got me, like, I just wanted to get your thoughts on them, you know, what you felt about our opinions, you know. So she says, I love flowers, and I find money bouquet really disrespectful. I see it as an ego booster for a man who just wants to show off.
What?
I would rather the money sent to my account than sticking it to my flowers. I also think it's rad. So she says she likes her flowers normally, right? Just get her the bouquet of flowers, right? Then send money into her account, that she believes when you put the money with the flowers, like a money bouquet, like, it's disrespectful. It's just something for a man to feel good, right? And I know no one talks about money better than you, or loves money better than you.
I don't understand what you mean by that.
I was like, okay, like, so let me get your thoughts on this. Money,
guys. I don't know why some.
Let me get your thoughts on this. Yeah, like, what do you think for someone that loves money as much as you do? Like,
and you also love money, by the way. Sam also loves money, by the way. I don't know what he means by that, but
anyway,
but
what are your thoughts?
So, I don't know. I think it's a personal thing. Maybe she feels it's Raz. I honestly do not. Like, I mean, look at the world we live in. The only constant thing is change.
We need money.
I mean, no, I'm just saying that things are changing, things are evolving, things are not done. Like, things are not done the traditional way anymore. Like, sometimes, I mean, some people don't put money in cake. Some people, like, use money to do, like, like you see there, you see some people, they do like six tier, like a money stand and stuff. Like, it's just, it's not showing off. It's mm-hmm. just, you know,
just unconventional ways of, you know,
yeah,
doing
things. Just you're trying, I mean, person, like, well, like I said, it's a personal thing, right? Mm. If, I mean, her spouse will know she's not that kind of person, or she doesn't like that person. So I'm sure when it's her turn to receive gifts, her spouse will probably not do that. But I don't think it's nice to say it's, you know, Raz gesture.
Ego booster.
I don't think it's anything because that has me, to be ego or anything. Yeah. I mean, because, no, me, I don't think so.
First of all, like, money is money, yeah, like you're getting the money anyway, but I can understand, I mean, if she's a bit finicky about how she wants her flowers, you know, some people are just very like, I mean, just want it a certain way, you know, like the mm-hmm. flowers, you know, mm-hmm.
you know, my, but you can still get a money bouquet and still get a bouquet of flowers.
I mean, that's another option, you know. So I just I mean, it was fascinating to me. Like, I mean, get the money, girl. Get your bag and move. You know, come on. What do you mean? Like, you don't want it with the flowers. Come on, get the money, you know. So, like, it just, it came across as very funny to me, yeah. You know.
I just think that's her perception. But, well, it is what it is. Like, everybody's mm-hmm. entitled to their opinion.
No, right.
You know, I don't have anything against what she said. But personally, I don't think it's a big deal. It has nothing to do with ego.
That's right. So, guys, in essence, what that means is, like, Oyin does not mind in the flowers, the bouquet, however you want to send the money, she will receive it, okay?
I'm not going to entertain this conversation. I'm moving on. So, guys, I don't know if most of you have heard, but Donald Trump has announced his 2024 presidential bid, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So, he's looking to return back into the White House. I don't want to say if you know who Trump is. Everyone knows who Trump is. You know the kind of person he is. Well, yeah. Donald Trump is a former president of the United States. Mm-hmm. You know, him and Biden went, you know, hand in.
That's right.
I can't say hand in hand, but what's the right word to use?
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. He, you know, Trump won the U.S. presidency. What year was it? 2016, I think. Yeah. That was when he contested against
Clinton.
Hillary Clinton. Yeah. Yeah. So what this would mean would be if Trump, you know, goes through with it and he participates in the 2024 presidential election, that and he wins. This will make him like the 45th and 47th president.
Seventh, yeah.
And I guess this will be the first president, you know.
Second.
The first or second. Second? Yeah, the second president to retake the White House if he succeeds.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Mm-hmm. I'm not looking forward to that. I'm not a fan of Trump. I can't. I'm sorry. I can't hide my feelings when it comes to that dude. He is the most like disrespectful. That dude doesn't have a filter. No, I'm just not a fan.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
No filter, actually. I agree. Anyway, guys, we hope you loved our trending topics.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And sit back, relax, and we have more in store for you. We'll be going on a quick break. Remember, you're still listening to Galen Radio.
Hey guys, it's your favorite host Sam. Catch me 6 p.m. every Friday on Alien Radio, where we get in between vibes and bring you smooth lines.
Hey guys, welcome back to this segment on Alien Radio. So on this week on Let's Get Candid, we're going to be talking about a really juicy, juicy topic, a pretty deep topic per se. So the topic of discussion for this week is, does longevity equal success in marriage? Does it? Sam, you want to give your opinion?
Well, longevity, it does not, in my opinion. It does not. And this topic is a very tricky one, to be honest. And a lot
very, very.
Of individuals, I mean, fall into this category, right? And yeah, I think there are several factors why a lot of people just soldier on, you know, not because they're entirely happy, not because it's successful, right, as the topic states, right? So you see a lot of people, you know, saying, you know, 15-year anniversary, 20th-year anniversary. So it doesn't really mean the marriage is successful, to be very honest, right? A lot of people just soldier on, you know, for several reasons, which I think you touch on. For one, and this is very common, right, it's because of the kids. Right, so a lot of people, individuals in marriages, you know, just stay on because of the kids, you know, just to give them that sort of balance, right? Not because they're entirely happy, right? The couple may not be really happy, right? They're just sojourning for the kids, right?
Yeah.
So that's one reason, yeah. And again, you also have, secondly, you have those that they've been in the marriage. No, they're afraid of what people will say. This is also a strong reason for many people, right? They believe like opting out or getting a divorce would paint them as, you know, being a failure, right? Like, I mean, you couldn't stay in the marriage, you know, for one reason or the other. Like, you know, like what the fear of judgment. I mean, coming from
like a friend or family,
you know, like they will just judge you, like you're this type of way, you're that type of way. And because of that stigma, right, a lot of people just like would just rather die here, you know, that sort of thing. Like, we'll just stay here, man. Like, I mean, for whatever the reason is, right? Some people, again, right, believe it's a case of ups and downs, right? Which is why when you're saying your vows, you know, they tell you for better, for worse, right? So some people believe, right, like by their faith, right, regardless of the circumstance, right, you should just soldier on because for better, for worse, either it's good or it's bad, we keep going, right? So not necessarily addressing fundamental issues the marriage may have. You get what I mean? So you have that issue where, or you have that scenario where a lot of people are struggling, right? But because you just believe, you know, for better, for worse, whatever the case is, we just move on, right? You know, whereas they should address the fundamental issues that hurts them in their marriage, right? Okay. So because that's the true definition of success, you know. So where you grow together, you know, you feel okay, you're much more compatible right now than you were 5 years ago, you know, because at the end of the day, for some people, it's just generally about the number. So we've been together for 10 years, yeah, that means it doesn't necessarily translate to success, in my opinion. Translate to success. So I think kids, you have fear of judgment from friends and family. You have by faith, right? Well, some people just stick to it because they believe their religion, or you know, just says, you know, you just need to stay there, right? Then you have another category of people who just stay because it's much more easier to bear the burden, the financial burden together. You see what I mean? So from this, now this is coming from a financial perspective, right? Now, where, I mean, if you were to stay alone, the rent, the bills, you know, utility bills, rental bills, you have feeding bills and all that, you know, I mean, this can be shared together. You know what I mean? So that's another very good reason why some people just stay together, right? You know, for some people, for some women, you know, or men, right, where I mean, the guy entirely foots the bills for them, you know, I mean, it's just they're not happy, yeah, but at least they find solace in the funds they get, like in the financial freedom they have, right? So then they try to rationalize it to say, I mean, I would rather then stay sad with money than stay happy without it, right? You get what I mean? So that's, you also have that category of people where they just stay for the money, for the financial freedom they get, you know, in that relationship. But all in all, I would say, in my opinion, which is why I think it's very important for a lot of people not to use other people's marriages as a yardstick for success, because you never know. You truly never know what people are going through, right? Unless you are told, right? So length of marriage, how long they've been married, to be honest, is not a great factor as to determine success in a marriage, right? It may be one of those things because, I mean, one way or the other, I mean, you just have to look at the numbers at the end of the day, but it does not generally translate to success, in my opinion. But and there's several other factors, but I mean, these ones are ones I think, I mean, they are major ones in terms of how people perceive, you know, length of marriages, you know. So I do not think it necessarily directly translates to success, in my opinion.
Oh wow, very well detailed. So for me, like longevity is like, it's a beautiful thing, right? It's a good thing, but and it definitely speaks volume as well. But I wouldn't say it is. I think it's, I wouldn't say that's the only metric for a successful marriage or anything like that. So the reason why I'm saying this is there are other factors, you know, there are other things. Like you said, I totally agree, although I totally agree with everything you said, but there are also some marriages, like a few, like a certain percentage of marriages that, you know, have actually been successful due to longevity. But because I don't have so much like to back it up with, I'm not going to go down that route. But there's some people that, you hear them, they spend like 50, they celebrate like 50 years together. Of course, there are other things that, you know, must have come up with it. I'm sure there are sacrifices that had to be made and there are other things. But the fact that they were able to pull through circumstances, like situations, they were able to pull through obstacles together, like different things that came their way. So sometimes it could be, it could be measured a little bit, but there are other like important things, right? We're talking kindness. So what about, we're talking about kindness, compromise, empathy, right? Respect, mutual respect. You're talking about self-love, intimacy. So there are other things. There are like forgiveness and other things like that.
Right.
So yeah, so there are other things that could be, you could say, you know, measure up or add to this, the ingredients to make a marriage successful. But I don't think longevity would do everything. It would be one of them, but not a very strong, I wouldn't say it's a very strong one or it's a very strong factor per se.
Yeah, and it's a good point you touched on, right? That being one of the key ingredients in making a successful marriage, and I do agree. And I also do agree that in some cases, right, it actually does mean success. I mean, for a fact, yes, because I mean a lot of things tend to happen with time, right? You know, like you get to know your partner better. There's some things you just know, you can anticipate, like, okay, this guy or this lady will do this. This is what this person wants. And you then meet those needs. And yeah, and the other person is happy, right? So yes, you have such cases where, you know, and I mean, time would actually help you, you know, get to that point and that level where you can just understand, you know, some of the unspoken words of your partner, right? So yes, I do agree. However, as I said, there are some cases where a lot of people just struggle, you know, and a lot of people are in this, and some would argue, I mean, some would say, like, I mean, it's life in general. You have ups and downs, right? And same should apply to a marriage, right? So it doesn't necessarily mean like you should give credit, right, for sticking together regardless of those odds, right? Yes, I do agree.
But there are people that also celebrate. Like, yeah, I understand what you're saying. Trust me. And anything that has to do with marriage is not easy. It has to do with a lot of compromise, a lot of sacrifice. You have to be intentional. You have to overlook a lot of certainty. You have to pick your battles. So there are so many things that come in marriage. Marriage is not easy, right? But there sometimes, like, to some people or for some people, celebration of so many years of being married, it's, to them, it's an achievement of having to face those obstacles together or challenges that must have come their way in the process of that, you know, the long time they've been married. So for some people, some people, longevity, you know, shows, it showcases, you know, to them, it meant you can use it to measure success for them.
Yeah, and do not get me wrong, I wouldn't discount or belittle that fact, right? I think it should be celebrated. I think it should be, like, especially, again, it's a lot of things for different people, right? I think it should be celebrated, right? But the point I'm making is, it is important to know, right, how much you've evolved in your marriage, right? So what do I mean exactly? So to put it into context, so for example, you have a couple where, I mean, they face different, I mean, financial challenges, you know, different challenges, right? And, mm-hmm. and they're still together regardless of the odds, you know, they pull through, you know, a lot of things have happened in their lifetime, right? You know, the pandemic, you know, a lot of things, a lot of people were affected differently, right? So mm-hmm. to pull through all that and still remain as one, still, you know, try to rekindle your love, you know, and I think it's worth celebrating, to be honest. I think it should be celebrated. The point I'm just making is this. It is important to understand what you're celebrating. So don't just celebrate because it's now 10 years. No, yeah. I think you should celebrate your maturity. I think you should
that's
celebrate
what, yeah,
your
I understand
growth.
What you're saying. That's
I think
why
you should
I
celebrate.
Said.
You get what I mean? You should celebrate that fact of, you think back and reflect, like, okay, yourself 5 years ago, 10 years ago, you were a different person. Some things would have triggered you, some things would have been, but now you feel, oh, you know, you now understand this person better, they understand you better. Yeah, that growth, that and that commitment to still further on and, you know, to keep up, keep the love burning, right? So those are things that are worth celebrating, you know, in my opinion. But you find in some cases where people are struggling, right, and they fail to identify or take on, right, the fundamental problems they're dealing with, right, and just celebrate just because, oh, now it's 10 years, they just celebrate. No, I think you should reflect and see, okay, where are we exactly? Do we really believe we're successful? Do we really believe we're happy in this marriage? So ask yourself those difficult questions, right? Evaluate where you stand in that marriage. You don't understand, I mean, where you guys lie, and make sure it's better, right? So that's the point. You know, if you reflect and understand, right, okay, this is where you guys are at this point, you know, and you're willing, you know, to make certain areas of your marriage better. I mean, again, as I always say, I mean, regardless of the steps, as long as it's the step in the right direction, right, it doesn't have to be leaps and bounds. You know, it's always a step towards progress, in my opinion. So not just the numbers or 10 years, 20 years. No, I think it's important to evaluate where you are in the marriage. And if you realize that there are wins, celebrate them.
Yes, I totally agree with you. And that's why I said that it's like an embodiment of so many things. Like,
factors,
I agree. That's why I said there are challenges. That some people, it's not just about celebrating the 50 years or 40, 30 years of being married. To some people, they're reflecting on their... I just didn't, you know, put like subs as to what I was saying. There's some people, like, all the obstacles they had to face, the challenges that came with it, the sweat, the tears, the hard work, everything, the growth that you're talking about. Yes, that's what I'm saying. The celebration of that as well. Also, you know, matters, but not in all cases. And that's why I said that there's a very slim chance, like a few percentage, you know. Just only a few. But anyway, that doesn't mean anyone should Sam said, like, don't use others as your yardstick, where you think, oh, they've been married for 20 years, they've been married for 30 years. I mean, there are people that have been married for 20, 30 years that don't even sleep on the same bed. They sleep in separate rooms.
Yeah, I agree.
There's no emotional connection. There's absolutely nothing. And you also mentioned something which also struck a chord with me, which is religion. Like, a lot of people, you say, I'm a Christian, just like those people that, you know, their husbands or their wives beat them. And they stay in it saying, I'm a Christian, the Bible doesn't believe in divorce, or Jesus said this, Jesus said that. Come on, I mean, there are just some things that shouldn't even be debatable or anything like that. So religion plays a major role, in this as well. People get carried away by their own interpretation of, you know, God said this, or Jesus said this, or even like, she has spiritual guides, and you know, sometimes you also get carried away by what their own understanding or their own how they interpret things, you now assume that, okay, this is, so I don't know. So if you're staying, if you're stuck in something that doesn't make sense over the years, just to, you know, keep up appearances, then what's the essence? It defeats the whole purpose of marriage.
Yeah, and that's a fantastic point you actually touched on, actually, which is where you have marriages where couples don't even like sleep together. Like
they don't sleep in the same room. They don't have.
Hold on. Like, because now that just threw me back, right? I'm trying to, like, cobwebs in their homes, like, they do not do cleaning or what? Like,
don't even do that.
Only if I do not understand something, right, is within my rights to ask you. But that's funny to me
because I know you're very intelligent. You just want me to go into detail.
Don't play the intelligence card here. I do understand something, right? You said cobwebs, and I'm trying to get, like, how does that fit into the conversation?
What I'm just trying to say is there are people that haven't, that, you know, like I said, they haven't slept on the same bed.
Yes.
There's been no sexual activity, nothing. Yeah. And then cobwebs has grown there, meaning those people that haven't, you know, had sex.
Okay.
No, and they're in their BJJs. What's wrong with you? Is that what you want to hear? Is that what you want to hear? Okay, you heard it. Oh my goodness,
guys, you see, anyway, thanks for the clarification. I needed that. Anyway, yeah, and it's actually not uncommon, actually. I mean, it's indeed a huge problem for a lot of people, right, where they do not, and they're total strangers in their homes, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's not cool at all, you know. It's not cool, and which is why I think it is very vital, right, for people going into marriages or people currently in marriages, right, not to use any other person's marriage as a yardstick, because you do not, unless you're told, right, you do not know what's going on, right? Unless you're close to them, you just think, oh, they're doing fine. I mean, they keep up appearances, you think they're good and all that, but you really do not know what's going on, right? Which is why I think it's important, right? It's a case of man your own sheep, right? So, like, deal with yours the way you know best, right? You know, you guys should, you know, put that together. How can you make this work? And I feel it's one of the key things in every marriage, right? Understanding each other, right? How you resolve differences, right? And also having that same objective, right? Same objective to always get better in this, right? Think about it, right? Just take a step back and think about it. These are two individuals, right? Most likely trained and brought up in different ways, in different, you know, environments, right? So what it's okay in your home is entirely different from what is okay in mine. But how we do things in my house, I mean, it's entirely different from how you guys did things in your house. Now we then come together. So I wouldn't say a surprise, right, if there's that friction at the very beginning, right? It's not unusual to have friction, because what you consider normal is different from mine, right? So now take that a step further, right, for people, you know, that then marry people from different countries, right? Take that, you know, and then so you then have that gap in the wavelength, how you guys relate, you know. So it's understandable, right? So which is why I think it's important, right? As long as you guys have the same objective, that is very key. You have the same objective that, yes, in this we know, okay, yes, we are flawed, we have our shortcomings, but together we are willing and always able, right, to work together to make ourselves better. That's the ultimate thing, right? Do not look at how Onyi's marriage is faring, because Onyi always rubs it in, you know, telling me, I went to the movies. Never taking me along.
You have a problem.
I have a problem. Anyway, guys, you get the point, right?
Wait, so, guys.
So it's about, important. Do not measure your success by other people's successes. It's not like, just do your thing, have the same objective, and yeah, the sky's the limit. Yeah.
Be more like, I mean, guys, it's not just about longevity. You know, meet your partner's emotional needs as well. Very, really, like, it's really, really important.
Yeah. Needs. So, it's all about needs for you.
So the key takeaways, guys. Takeaways from this is, I mean,
clear the cobwebs. That's the key takeaway.
I see the way he's excited. You can tell the kind of nonsense. Like, look at how excited
he is. What do you mean nonsense? Who brought up the nonsense?
You okay? I hear you. I'm not gonna go down that.
You know how to deflect blame. Okay, go ahead.
Anyway, so like I said, there are key takeaways in this, right? So even as we're talking about longevity, right? So
yeah, longevity.
First off, don't think at the end of the day, I mean, it works for some people and it doesn't. Don't use anyone as your yardstick. Meet your partner's emotional needs, which is really, really, really important.
Right.
And
emotional and physical needs, by the way.
All the needs, in all ramifications, meet your partner's needs. Okay, guys? So love, affection, you know, dedication, mutual admiration, intimacy, forgiveness. Try to you know, meet up.
Yeah. And that's a huge one, actually. Forgiveness. It's very key, to be honest. I think it's very, very it's very key, like for both individuals to go into the marriage having that at the back of their minds, because I mean, you would always hurt each other, you know, always. So just being willing, you know, to be forgiven, it's very key as well. Yeah,
and always also willing to learn and understand what things that your partner likes and what your partner dislikes. You know, just meeting your partner's emotional needs, that's really essential. I've said that like 100 times right now. Okay, so I think we're done being candid with you guys. I hope you enjoyed this as much as we did enjoy discussing this and cobwebs and stuff like that. You can tell some people are excited, but we're not going to go into that.
So, and again, as you said, it's important to also remember that you would always keep learning about your partner. You think you've been with them, you know, like you would keep learning new things about them, you know. Like, I never knew what you need to would say cobwebs would mean this, you know. So you keep learning new things.
Okay guys, don't forget that there are multiple platforms in which you can listen to this podcast.
Right.
You can listen to it on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Castbox, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Stitcher.
Right. And guys, remember to follow us at Alien Radio on Instagram, ELANRADIO, and keep your comments coming, guys. I mean, just follow the conversation, keep the conversation going on Instagram, DM us, send us a comment, and we'll always acknowledge your messages. We'd love to hear what you think, because it's another way for us to see how relatable some of these topics are, you know. What do you feel about it? Like, I mean, like, you know, and with most of our audience, I mean, they're also married. We've seen a lot of them being married. So we'd like to know what you think, or if you're in relationships, what do you think, you know? Like, do you think, you know, being in a relationship for a long time, you know, translates to success? Let us know. Yeah, let us hear your thoughts, guys, and keep the conversation going. And also, you can also send us an email at helloalienradio@yahoo.com, ELHELLOELANRADIO, guys, @yahoo.com. Share your thoughts, guys. I mean, do not be shy. Slide into the DM.
We want to hear from you.
Yes, we'd love to hear from you. And follow us again on Instagram.
Sorry to cut you short. Like, guys, if you also have like any questions regarding marriage, I mean, you could tell from this topic that Sam sounds like a marriage therapist. Like, you know. I'm actually pretty impressed with everything we learned today. So if you have any questions, please shoot your shot. Like, he'll be willing, happy to put you through any marital trial, any tribulations, or anything.
You sound like my PR.
He'll be happy to help you.
Anyway, guys, as I said, remember, regardless of, I think the fundamental thing is this, right? Do not use someone else's marriage to judge yours. I think that is very key, you know, because people go through things differently, right? You know, but regardless, I mean, Sam is always willing to help, you know, like in my own little way, whatever I know, I would always share and communicate with you guys. So please, I mean, slide into our DMs, drop your comments in our comment section, and would always acknowledge them. We hope you love this topic. Thank you once again. We had a swell time with you guys.
Yeah, we did.
Your humble host again, Sam, signing out and saying goodbye. Have a lovely week, guys.
Signing out. Goodbye.
Say two, and we can do anything you want.